Thanks for choosing this teaching from The Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about The Elijah List, including how to order or download other prophetic teachings by well-known speakers and teachers, the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
Say, I am ready.
For a quantum leap.
And a change.
In everything I see.
And everything I say. Thank you for being here. You may be seated. Woo! Aren't those gals dynamic? It's our privilege to come to this place at this time and have so many of our friends that have talked to me by email or you've listened by telephone. How many of you have been a part of the telephone teaching on the conference call? Would you look around, Becky? Wave them so we can see all those hands. How many of you have ordered from the website any of my product at all? Awesome. How many have keys to taking your quantum leap? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We don't have products to sell products. We have products that can communicate when I can't be there to be seen or heard. And I know that what you see is more important than what you hear. Some of you are going to hear things tonight, and I want to announce right on the front end, I intend to do damage to what you think you know. If I can break you out of a paradigm old, introduce you correctly to a paradigm new, that's the only reason I'm here. I love to travel. My wife and I have traveled for 47 years of our marriage. Literally all over the world. I did it in business for years. Now I'm doing it for His business. I have an announcement for every entrepreneur in the room. You can be delivered. I have been. I needed to be. And I ain't going back. Now there's a drive in me that's the entrepreneurial spirit, but it's focused. Well, a good entrepreneur is focused. He has to be, or he can't get anything done. You got to be organized. You got to have your facts together. You got to have the people. You got to have the finances. You got all this stuff. But entrepreneuring has nothing to do with these products. They're not products. They're tools. And if you've enjoyed them, buy some more and give them to the guy and the gal that you want to see changed and split. Don't argue it. I tell you, you can teach it. I say that right in the front end. There are hundreds. Is anybody in here that has been teaching a class from this book? Would you stand up, please? We're going to pray for you. These gals need all the prayer they can get. Okay? I know this one. I want to know better these. Girls, I'm going to ask you, ladies, put your antenna up. And the rest of us are going to aim at one of the three with our antenna. And there's going to be an energy that flows. I might get to teach this a little later, but there is what is called entanglement when two electrons connect. And when you connect and you change your energy, they get that energy change automatically. Electrons can do that. I'll come back to that later. Put your hands towards somebody of these three. Everybody in the room, aim at somebody. I'm going to try to aim at all three of them. Say with me, church, in the name of Jesus, we call forth a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of understanding, a God vocabulary, the understanding that makes the complex simple. You will be able to say. You will be able to see. You will teach. How to take your quantum leap effectively in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. That spirit is theirs. Hallelujah. Now I make the announcement and I mean it. If you will get to me by phone and by email, but by phone. I opened my email today. Amazing thing happened. I hadn't been on my email since the 14th. I had 2,700 emails today. Now, I'm not asking for pity. I'm not asking for help. I'm the guy that said, someday, we don't need stamps and mail, and you don't go to all points across the trajectory. I teach that. There is a subatomic particle called a tachyon. Oh, I know physicists don't like it. You've heard me say that. Physicists have a problem with this subatomic particle that moves faster than light, that appears at all points across its trajectory at the same time. Some of us understood that under the speed of light, approaching the speed of light, and there's much above the speed of light, that is the spiritual realm up there. And the speed of light has been slowing down. We can prove it. Sutterfield and Norman have proved it. I have proven it. You can prove it. You can Google it tonight. Now, you can't believe everything you find under Mr. Google. Okay? How many use Google as they study? Sure. Go there. I tell you to go there. I'm going to say that a lot. Sometimes I'm talking about a spiritual place that you can go. But you can go to Google. You can find out about this subatomic particle moving faster than light. It's in my books. It's in my literature. And when it's given up all its energy, it appears at all points across its trajectory. When I read that and heard that, Gerald Feinberg had given it the name tachyon. It had been found in Einstein's math. It spent 17 hours on the Cray computer trying to prove that there was someplace in Einstein's blackboard, the photograph of the blackboard, there was an artifact of an error back here someplace that made this ridiculous concept invalid. Gerald Feinberg, go find that artifact of error. And after he had 17 hours on James Cray computer, Cray won out of Livermore in California, they could find not an answer to that as an error. They found other errors, but not that one. And they thought it was accurate. When I read that test, I knew that science, when the energy had all been given up, it was back to a entity at all points across its trajectory, I knew that science had proven the omnipresence of God. And we get to work and understand information faster than the speed of light. And when you are filled with the wisdom of God, and you can be filled with the wisdom of God, touch your neighbor and say, I hope so. There's hope for you. You can get the right facts. And I'm quoting Jesus. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, that low bandwidth can get fixed. I got things I want to say to you. You can't even understand them. He said that. Nicodemus came to him and said, how can these things be? You're talking about an invisible world. How can these things be? And Nicodemus said, can I enter my mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, no, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. There is an invisible world. And it's valid. And things moving faster than light, you've heard me say it before, have a problem. Because if you have set your computers in the laboratory to test to find this subatomic particle moving faster than light, it won't show up if you set the computers from 12 o'clock and go through the sequence of tests. It don't show up at 12:01 if it's moving faster than light. It shows up at 11:59 or something. Scientists have a real problem with that. They don't like computers that can't count backwards. They got this wrong idea that the arrow of time only goes one direction. When in the spirit realm, you're timeless. Else when, not elsewhere. And you move back and forth in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Why, David, do we go backward? We got a problem back there. Our sin is back there. The act of sin was recorded back there. Matter does have memory back there. Does any of this sound familiar? This is the stuff that the Lord has been given to Becky and to me in awesome revelation. And it's changed us. You will be changed in the next 2 days. There will not be one of you that gave the effort to come that will not find the reason why you came. I hope you had a high enough reason. Because you can only get to that reason. I can't get you above your desire, but the Holy Spirit can. So right now, pray with me. In the name of Jesus, I will hear more than David can say. I will understand all truth by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even how to take a quantum leap. Woo! Isn't it fun to think about the things of God? Now, I have the great benefit of more joy than, I know you got a good job and a happy job. And boy, do we know these girls do, okay? Jeff and this guitarist, they make more music than 10 guys. And it's awesome. And if you watch them, you find that they are not doing music. They are music. There's a difference. You can emulate a guitarist or you can emulate a psalmist. And you're both psalmists, by the way. You're not guitarists and keyboard guys. Don't call yourself entertainers. Don't call yourself musicians. You're a psalmist designed to take us through your sound. Sound doctrine from Kansas to a whole. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. We've followed the red brick road. The blood brick road. And we are drinking of new wine. And you're going to leave here with a consciousness that's going to be altered. Not because I'm clever or intelligent. I hope that I have the evidence. And Becky gets a little disturbed with me. There's a couple of problems in my life. Well, you can guess there would be. You know, I'm not quite normal. I move a little machine shop around with me in a trailer. Literally. I'm staying in one of the most awesome cabins we've ever had a facility to rest in and be quiet in. It's out here on the back of the Ward Estate. If you don't know what the Ward Estate is, you've missed it. It's the quietest, most awesome place in the state of Kansas, I think. And out on the back side of that estate, they got this little cabin. It's over a rock bluff. And yesterday, as I walked along that rock bluff, forgive me, I've been given permission to go there. You said, David, you follow the Holy Spirit. That's what I was told. That's what I believe. That's what I intend to do. I walked across that bluff, and pages of history were paging backwards. I could see what had been as though it was. A visionary, My business card says I'm a visionary. I'm supposed to see that which is not and call it like it is. And the patents that I have and the companies that I have built and the people that I've assembled and the leadership I've expended helps demonstrate that in the music industry. I'm so proud to hear this young man making sounds that I've never heard come out of keyboards the way you did it tonight. And I'm proud to hear a guitarist. Of course, he's got all kinds of synthesizer stuff laying on the floor that you don't know about. He's got more synthesizer laying on the floor than was in a Mini Moog, the one that we invented that changed the music world. So a visionary. I don't only see things that are to be, but I was walking along that bluff and I could see a cavern that had been there. And I'm not a geologist. I didn't have any subsurface radar. Oh, I'm coming back. We're going to get a subsurface radar sled and drag it over those rocks. And we will find the cavern that I saw because it's there. And we will find the artifacts of the life that was in that cabin hundreds of years ago. Now, I have a problem with some of the paleontologists and some of the old earth people. I love them. They're absolutely wrong. I can prove it by the Word of God and from science and from good discovery. We are living in a young earth. Mount St. Helens blew up, and that lava ash cut through those rocks almost 1,000 times more than they expected. Faster. Those great big canyons that we find out in the West that they say took millions of years, they found them happening all around Mount St. Helens with that ash that blew out. Go check it out. Go Google Mount St. Helens canyons. We don't have an old earth. Speed of light's been slowing down. It didn't take 14 billion years for that light to get here. Then they changed their numbers and said it was 4.5 billion years. Now, if you had a stockbroker that had numbers screwed up that bad, you'd stop using him for your investor. If you balance your checkbook that way, please don't buy my product with your check because it will bounce. The accuracy that science has made leaves a little to be desired when it comes to how they figure time. And as you learn about time, you're going to learn that what you know about time, space, and matter can be improved. And that's what this is about. You're going to learn how what you think about matter isn't really matter. But it does matter. And when you think about time, you're going to find out that there's more to time than the time you have to consider it. Because you are eternal. There will never be a time that you'll not be. Now hang on. There has never been a time that you were not. He said, I knew you before your mother's womb. Well, where were you before you got here? Oh, I got a better one than that. You hear me teach regularly that you blink in and out. See, we can know where an electron is. And we can know what an electron is. But we can't know what it is and where it is at the same time, because when we know what it is and we look for where it's gone, that's a strange state. Touch your neighbor and say, are you really here? Well, we now know that you're electrons, and electrons are blinking in and out 20,000 times a nanosecond. Oh, what a number. You can't get your brain around that number. Nothing in life relates to that kind of number. Take a second of time. Now, you can see that on your watch, okay? I can't wear a watch. My system has a hard time getting that close to that many electrons. Literally. I got good watches. I can't wear them because they won't work. Digital, electric, self-winding. Some good name watches. Don't give me a watch. I don't want a watch. Guess what? I don't care what time it is. I got somebody going to blink their fingers at me tonight and tell me when the first hour is gone. Then we're going to let you all stand up, and then I'm going to do another hour. And if you have to leave, you're dismissed now. I want you to stay. I'm glad you're here. But we're going to have fun. I'd like to have it with you in the room. Is that okay? Is that a good rule? All right. Say, David, you're wandering all over the place. No, I'm not. If you thought this was a lecture, you're dismissed. It's not a lecture. I don't have a script. Oh, I got a text. I got the scriptures. I like what you girls said tonight about Joshua, what was sang about Joshua. Let me tell you a song you're going to write. We sang one that was about the walls. You're going to write one about the sun standing still. And when the sun stood still in your life, you got to recognize the authority of the Son of God in your life. Now, he was Joshua, cosmologist, was messing with the real sun. And he was controlling gravity with God's help. See, you have the authority to do the unusual, even as Joshua did. You're living short of it. Joshua understood that if he needed a longer day, his God could change all the patterns and the gravitational field. Not one planet slipped an inch. Not even a nanosecond. Nothing happened that wasn't under God's control. But the sun stood still. You try that in a cosmology class. At the first university of the bright and learned. They're going to throw that away as folly. They're going to say that is a fable. They're going to take the story that we sang about and you're going to write about that sun. And then they're going to take the story that we sang about where Joshua had a light in a pitcher. I have a light tonight shining up there. See that little red dot right up there? Now that's a laser. That's light amplified, simulated emission of radiation going, I am told by NASA specialists that shipped those to me. That's going 25,000 miles out through the building. Now, Joshua had a light. Light is a marvelous thing. Light can prove you don't know very much about matter and time and space when you learn how to look at light. And you've heard me say that before. I'm going to go from subject to subject tonight, and I'll come back to the text. There's some order to this. But I'm feeling the draw from the audience of subjects tonight. I'm not talking to the crowd. Oh, I'm talking to the crowd, I know that. But I'll talk to individuals. There are people in here that got serious questions that got to be fixed, and they're going to be fixed tonight. You're going to leave here altered tonight. You're going to leave here with the information you need to hear, if you do what we asked you to do and prayed to do. Hear more than I can say. I could give it a lecture. I could put graphs up on the board, and I could put outlines on a PowerPoint. But I want to follow the Holy Spirit, because as you follow the Holy Spirit, you're responding to Him with attitude. And if I tune in to the God who designed me and put the information in me, Mama, you know when your kids are still hungry. Come on. You know when they're not feeling good. You know when they're carrying a burden. You know when they're sad. You know when they really are full of joy. So it's not so strange for me to stand up here tonight and look at this audience of awesome believers that trust me, that believe me. The Holy Spirit gives me information. I'm going to follow that leading, if you don't mind. And we're going to go where God takes us. And that's really a lot of fun for me. Because I get to touch new subjects. I even get new revelation. I've been doing this when a whole data dump shows up, a brand new material. And you'll know it because I get real excited about it. If you think Sandy got excited telling a story that happened sometime back, you wait till you see me get a fresh data dump, and then you get the data dump, and the rest of the crowd said, what in the world's going on with them? Well, I was telling you about that blinking in and out of here. Let's go back to that. The other song you're going to write, not about the walls down, but there's two you're going to write, about the sun and about this stone has heard. See, Joshua taught me that. I didn't learn that in a cosmology class or quantum physics or electrodynamics. Those are favorite subjects of mine. I had to know how chips were designed and how they could be improved to push the frontier of keyboards and music and audio forward. If I didn't know how to make a chip that hadn't been made and talk to the engineers about software that hadn't been written, You get locked into obsolescence. And we all end up looking like Roland and Yamaha. Forgive me, Mr. Kakahashi. If you see Roland equipment's got the VK on it, I want you to think about my initials and you can figure out where some of those ideas came from. And the VK7, the VK77, you know, all the way from the VK9 all the way forward. So I've had a lot of fun with electronics. But back to this thing of the chips and this nanosecond business. You take a second of sound and you slice it a billion times. That's a thousand, that's a million million. A million million. A billion. You slice a second. Now those are thin slices of time. You take one of those and you slice it 20,000 times. Pick one of those up and that's how long you're here. And then you're gone. We can know what, but we can't know where. We can know where, but we can't know what, because it isn't. It's blinking in and out. Now, that's a strange universe. Newton wouldn't have liked it. He said it's a big machine. He was almost right. He gave us the laws, what we don't know about gravity, he taught us. What we don't know. We don't know the length of a gravity wave. See, when God said, back to the science of sound, when God said his glory, the frequencies of the God potential became the cosmos. Well, that's a tough one to get your brain around. That the God that had the authority to call everything the Hubble has ever seen. And those structures are really out there. Unfortunately, we're looking at them with a speed of light that's traveling a very long time to get here. So we're seeing them the way they were. Did you follow that? Now, that's not the way they are. Those structures have changed. That light's moving 186,000 miles a second. And we get a picture of that light that's old because it's been coming to us and it's changing out here. And worse than that, the speed of light is slowing down. At some point in the past, that light was moving faster. Everything was higher bandwidth. As a matter of fact, God got through speaking and causing and calling matter to be, and the cosmos became. All of those frequencies was the full range of the glory of God. And then Lucifer, we know who he is. Don't want to talk to him. Oh, some of you do, I know. Some of you even argue with them. Well, it's tough to win because the word has got a good definition of what your responsibility is for Lucifer. Satan, you're dismissed from this building. Satan, you're dismissed from my hall. You are a rebel. You're a trespasser. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. You just purified your house. That guy shows up, fallen angel, gets a third of that host with him, sets himself up to be as God. How ridiculous. Couldn't win. Lost his bandwidth in the curse. Satan said, it's over for you. And Jesus came and made it final. So Satan is lost. Why are you afraid of a loser? Why are you afraid of one that Jesus said it's finished? You have got no work to do against him except dismiss him. Yes. From your stuff, from your life, from your future. He can't know your future. He lost his bandwidth. You see, you got to get faster than the speed of light to see your future. It's coming in through this tachyon veil that I talk about. Now that takes some kind of mind, width, bandwidth, to get what's going to happen before the cause to become conscious to you. I got to go back to that thing. Somebody in here is saying, I still didn't get the tachyon. I can point them out, but I won't. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Oh, there's more than one. Okay, I'll take another crack at it. Subatomic particles moving faster than light. Science doesn't like it Because if you do the test at noon, it won't show up at 12:01. It shows up at 11:59. When you prove that there's a tachyon, you have a cause before, you have an effect before the cause. Showed up not at 12 when you started your computer, showed up at 11:59. You're getting an effect before the cause. And you say that can't be. 2/3 of your Bible got here that way. Revelation, prophecy. You ever had a creative idea? We don't have to talk about words of knowledge. We could go there. So if you live for the understanding that God's going to speak through you under His anointing, and you know something you're not supposed to know, and with His authority you get bold enough to say it, and it's truth, you get a data dump. God told her no, and she thought it meant her. God knows when no means no. You can get a cause before an effect. You get the effect before the cause. That's what happened to you. He was showing you something, and you didn't get fast enough, high enough bandwidth to get the whole picture. Probably until they worshiped. Because you see, this nonsense that can be confusion in a room is caused by the one we just dismissed. And worship is a perfect way to dismiss him. Are you listening to this? What's happening at your house when you're gone? You have a CD playing night and day, 24/7? If not, get with it. You play praise music, he inhabits the praise. Satan doesn't even have an existence potential. Where God is, he cannot be. Did you know that? So you see the effect of Satan, you have all the authority you need to say, I praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. He inhabits the praise, and Satan has to scoot. Because he's illegal. He's a trespasser. And if you sense he's still there, just flat dismiss him in Jesus' name, and he has to go away. Oh, there's this thing about matter having memory that Joshua taught us. Picks up a stone off the altar, and he says, this stone has heard. What's he talking about? Talking about your diamond ring. Take your diamond ring and say, testing, 2, 3, testing. I can prove to you that the diamond ring is absorbing everything you're saying to it. As a matter of fact, there's a rock up here on the stage tonight that's absorbing everything that's happened so far. I got a laser sitting right here, like that one that's going up there. Only this laser is doing an XY axis on my voice, and my voice and my sound in the name of Jesus is going into that stone. You say, I don't believe it. Well, that didn't change it a little bit. It's still doing it. You can stand right next to it and look at it and watch the lattice structure of the inside of that stone throbbing as information passes through that rock. You say, I don't understand it. Well, you probably don't understand what happens when you turn the key and a 12-volt battery turns 350 horsepower loose. Do you really know how that works? You say, yeah, I get that. Well, it's the same mechanical force that's going on up here. We're taking energy, modulating it or causing it to vibrate by this voice through a microphone that's back there. And it's going into the stone. The stone has heard. Joshua said that. And more than that, that would have been bad enough if he said it had memory. But he said it will be a witness against us. Ooh. That means this stuff that's going into the rock is going to be good enough to be in a court of law. Say, David, that can't happen. Well, be careful. I carry these with me wherever I go. I lay them on the platform. They're pieces of steel. Smile, you're on candid camera. I intend to play them back. You say, David, that's a very presumptuous statement of arrogance. You're going to play back a piece of stainless steel. Smile again, you're still on candid camera. Only this time I took a picture of some of your doubt. It's getting your ideas too. Go ahead. Say, oh, David, I don't believe that. Well, then I'd like you to talk to Mr. Dell about this. Mr. Dell thought that that had enough memory in it worthy to put his name on it. Michael Dell. It's a man-made crystal. Well, crystal's a naughty word. Can't do that in a God service. Crystals are for the New Age movement. Crystals are for the witches and the Wiccans. I want you to know, we spoke to a stone the other day. We prayed to God. The stone recorded our prayer. I took a stick and drove something like this that is memory. This will take your picture. Put it in your computer and you can see it. Isn't that good? Matter has memory. You're doing it. I took a crystal. We talked to it with that laser. And I took a little stick of wood. Oh, have I got a little stick of wood. That's my rod. Cut out of a hickory tree up in North Carolina, Arabian Falls. Man paid a lot of money to have that made. He happened to be in a service where I was teaching, and the artist that created it was in the same service. And he doesn't carry it around very often, but it was in his car. Holy Spirit said something that I didn't say. Told him, go get the stick. He looked across the room and there was the artist that made it for him. With body language, they both conferred and decided that I needed this stick. I need this stick. I'm going out on I-35. Some of you don't know what's wrong with I-35. I-35's got to get changed. That stone that's modulating right now is hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, say with me. In Jesus' name, we call the sovereignty of one nation under God to be the reality for my nation, for my children, for my grandchildren, so we can worship. And we come against all forces that are coming against this nation and have divided it with I-35 as an international corridor that we reject in Jesus' name. Woo! I'm going to take that rock with that message and I'm going to drive it on the border of every state. There'll be another one up there when we talk next time. I'll have enough of them that when we shut down this on Sunday, my bride and I are getting in a little van. I'm headed for Canada. I'm taking I-35 all the bumpy way. And at every state line, I'm going to have a Holy Ghost party. I'm going to take a quantum leap. I'm going to call things that are not as though they are. And I'm going to take this rod that God made and inspired somebody to carve with an eagle with a tear in his eye. And when we get our sovereignty back and that I-35 is no longer a corridor for the international money grabbers and money changers, I'm going to go have another party out there. Drop another stone. Say, thank you, Jesus. And revival will have hit starting in Kansas. Say with me, Satan, you're dismissed from I-35. He's a liar. Satan is only a liar. You say, David, I thought you were going to talk about science. I'm still talking about science. I'm talking about quantum leap. And you can change your yard that way. You got a neighbor next door that's giving you a hard time? Well, fix it. Go drive a stone in her yard. You say, David, you look like you're serious. You don't know me. I pop that laser on every house within vision of my house. I've called them all blessed. When I leave, my neighbors cut my yard. They cut my grass. In Tennessee, we still grow grass in the wintertime. You know that. They take care of my leaves. They take care of my bushes. They take care of my yard. They're blessed. And I've set it down the laser pointing at every house. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. See, you can do that over businesses. You can do that over your kids. You can do that over your bank account. Somebody in here has got some money that's not yet delivered. I'm not asking for it. Don't give it to me. I don't want that cursed money either. You say you won't take cursed money? Watch me. I will. Because when it changes hands, I do what I do with all the money that comes into my hands. I bless it on the spot. And you should too. Don't you bring a bag of groceries home you haven't blessed? Don't you buy something as a gift for somebody that you haven't set free? You don't know who made it. Very likely somebody in China. At slave labor. Some of those people over there working in those big modern factories where buses pick them up. Come out of little hovels. Go work for 60 and 70 cents a day. There's no investors over there. The government prints all the money. They pass it out. I showed my piano invention to a gal that was advertising a brand new piano factory. The Jin Zing Piano Company. I said, how'd you get in the piano business? She said, well, I made dashboards for cars. I said, what do you mean dashboards for cars? She said, well, we copied all the replacement parts for the Ford Motor Company. We were shipping them to all the parts suppliers all over the world. And the government decided that we shouldn't do that anymore. I said, good. She said, well, it may not be for the reason you think. They just wanted me to start building musical instruments. And we still build them in a bigger factory, only now we're building Chrysler and Chevrolet too. Building parts for replacement for body shops all over the world. Slave labor, patents don't mean anything. Copyrights don't mean anything. Copyrights for patents for the Vancouvering piano don't mean anything over there. Or any other patent over there. You say, well, they're going to get better. Yes, they might. If they find Jesus. Morality starts with the scriptures. Righteousness and redemption and a death to sin. See, this isn't New Age stuff I'm spewing tonight. The New Age, I'm going to call your problem sin. And I'm going to say that if you haven't solved the issue of sin, your life is still in shambles. And there's no hope for you. No hope for you except Jesus. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now that's quantum physics at its worst. So alienated, so separated in the angularity of its spin that all of its bandwidth is gone. That can happen. And that's what sin does. No hope, no future, no knowledge, no information. But there remains consciousness. The soul that is lost. Conscious without hope. Except for Jesus. Some of you are going to argue and somebody over here on this side is saying, well, my philosophy disagrees with that. My psychology tells me there's always hope. You're going to hear me say what I love to say. Here it comes. Freud was a fraud. Psychology from Freud doesn't have any Old Testament, any New Testament, or any good science involved. Your subconscious is not the source of your creativity, and I can prove that. Your subconscious may be a part of the repository of the matter and the memory, and the matter all screwed up. If there's any idea that flows through you that's a God creative thought, it only comes from the Holy Spirit. As Jesus said, He's the one that's going to change your bandwidth. There's things I want to say, Jesus said, that you can't understand. You walked in here tonight. Most of us did. But something God wanted to say to us. And our bandwidth needed to be fixed, me included. I don't know about you. Maybe arrogance won't allow it. Maybe pride, maybe religious spirit. You got this idea, I'm just fine. And that can be a very fake front. You put it on. You learn to do it on the job. You learn to do it if you're a boss. You learn to do it if you're an employee. Most of us learned it as a family member where there were siblings and a mom and a dad that had an opinion of what I wanted to be that wasn't what I wanted to be. So I learned to fake it until I made it. And some of us haven't made it. Because sin is a problem. And psychology is not the answer. But there is an answer. Holy Spirit may help me get a few of them. And I do want to touch on a couple of them. I know that's what you came for. I'm still going to be responsive to the thoughts that the Holy Spirit puts in me for individuals. Say, David, you got a lot of musical instruments up there. Well, you're going to be here all day tomorrow. Some of you have seen me spin the discs on the stone. How many have seen that? Oh, you all got my DVDs. Well, I got them here tonight. I got two big blue stones and a handful of these discs. If I spin them at the right speed, you hear the right pitch, which tells me even music is only frequency. Your body's only frequency. Some of you are going to get the frequency of healing. Won't that be fun? Got a little gal in here someplace running a computer. Would you wave at me wherever you are? Where's that little, your wife, where is she located? Up in the booth, there she is. She had a quantum leap this morning. Some of you know that this little lady has been told she's got a medical problem. Careful with your words, David. Somebody hears the word cancer, they hear the word tumor. They call and they repeat what we've been told that is often a lie, but it is a truth, limited. Mom's going to die. Dad's got a tumor. Somebody needs a hysterectomy. Well, you're looking at a man whose heart stopped. And I collapsed. I was up in front of a group larger than this in a meeting for my company, the Vancouvering Company, building the interactive piano. 636 patents. Raised $30 million of the sale of stock, $10 million from the sale of the product. Had 124 employees, dealers all over the country, and buyers waiting in line all over the world. And I'm at a conference and I shut off. My heart stopped. They checked me. I had no pulse. I had no blood pressure. Wake up in an ambulance. Somebody pulling a needle out of my chest. Woke up getting hit with the paddles. Oh, that's fun. I'm an electronics engineer. I know what it is to get a poke here and there when you're playing with a circuit. Matter of fact, I used to test them that way. Ooh, that's the hot one. I'll tell you the one that's the most fascinating of all. Laying in the back of an ambulance and you wake up and some guy's breathing down your throat. And I don't recommend that one. But the fact that I shut off 12 times and I'm more alive tonight than I've ever been, I'm enjoying more bandwidth than I've ever had. If these two can't give you higher bandwidth, your circuits are burned out. I'm here to tell you. Just watching them gives you a quantum leap. And when you know them and you know it's real, woo, isn't that fun? Hang out with a positive crowd like this? Beats going to most parties that I used to go to, I'll tell you that. But I know what it is to have the touch of the Holy Spirit confirm that there was a potential for me. Listen carefully to those words. Holy Spirit confirmed that there was a potential for you. That you could have a quantum leap by observing something. Careful what you see. Your sight will cause it to be. Next time I come back, I'm going to bring that table that's in my laboratory. Shoot a photon through two slits. Have a detector head over here like a television set. You call it a particle. And the photon shows up as a shotgun blast. Use the same gun, the light. Use the same receptor. Observe it as a wave. And it becomes a wave. You see rings on the TV set. Go back and flip back to observing it as a particle and a shotgun blast comes back. You didn't change anything. You didn't change the source. You didn't change the receptor. You changed the point of observation. What you thought when you observed and how you observed caused the change in the light. Say, I don't understand that. Well, Einstein didn't either. So you're in good company. He said, this can't be. God doesn't play dice. He said that. That's a quote. God doesn't play dice. What kind of a universe have we got? Jesus said, if you touch anything agreeing in my name, it shall. 2 out of 30 times. I made the statement at the table last night that the act of faith for healing is always verifiable. Every miracle can be proven to be a miracle. I got the pictures to prove mine. You got an ailment, you get a miracle, go get your proof. You deserve it. And that sick doctor needs to know he's not the only guy that's right. You got a frequency problem and you're still throwing chemicals at it? What kind of a doctor is this? You need tires on your car, you don't change the oil. Come on. No, you need shock absorbers so you get a paint job. If it's a frequency problem, you fix it with frequencies. Your body was created by the voice of God to call mankind to be. And it is sustained by Jesus Christ blinking you in and out of here. Sustained by Jesus Christ. He's singing your song. You're a song. We were printing new books today, and there may not be enough books tonight for everybody that wants one to get one. That's cool. We had 250 more printed today, and they'll be put together this evening and tomorrow. And before you leave, you can get your book. But in the book, and we had some other books, but they didn't have in them, 3 pages that are in this book. Molecular biologists convert protein sequence into classical music. You are a song. You can send these guys a swab, put it in an envelope and a plastic bag of your DNA, and they'll send you back the melodies. Literally. And I don't get paid for that free commercial. Jeff, you need to start doing that, Jeff. You build that studio the way God wants it. You can do that. Spectrum analyzer. An Elijah list. How many heard about me on the Elijah list? Thank you, Schultz. I say it with great humility. Ray Hughes and I, and the only reason I have a platform tonight is because Ray Hughes introduced me to the people that loved him and the people that loved them and the people that loved them. And it's a quantum effect of 10, I think, you know. I put 1,000 and you and I put 10,000 and get her and we got 100,000. Get that one, we got 1,000,000 and we got 10 million, 100 million and 1 billion. We haven't left 2 rows and we got 1 billion. Power of 10. Cell phone works that way. You think you call me, there's no directory on the cell. My number's not in a master directory. They don't know where I'm at. Your cell phone calls one tower within 7 miles and it calls 10 computers. And they each call 10 and call 10 and call 10 and call 10. And my phone is sending out a little beep to one tower somewhere in the world. Beep. Every couple of seconds. Beep. It knows where I'm at. By the power of 10, you get me within seconds. Come on. It doesn't even take a minute. Power of 10. That's a spiritual principle. I put 1,000 to flight and that man on the end of that aisle over there, when we get together, we got 10,000. Look out, Satan. You haven't got enough demons to keep us from destroying his stronghold. Why are we still living with cities that are destructive? Businessmen that still don't know that Christ is their answer. Schools that are full of drugs. Hospitals that are full of the sick. And you are the bride of Christ. Co-heirs with Jesus Christ. God wanted a family. That's you. He had a son. He wanted a bride. That's equal. And you are that bride. You better start living like you're the bride. You better start dressing up in the bride's garments. I'm talking about purity. I'm talking about royal authority. Who do you think you are? You're not just a little old sinner saved by grace, bumping along, hoping you'll hang on long enough that you'll get there. I'm sorry. My faith doesn't take me there. My faith says I'm a song sung by Jesus Christ, causing me to be 20,000 times a nanosecond. Oh, that's a quantum leap. Well, that's in there. Okay, we got a whole stack of these that wasn't in. Becky said, I don't want to sell those. I said, well, I'm sorry. So we got to take them all apart and put those three pages in. But it's in there. Let's go back to the beginning of this. I love this little book. Steve Schultz had one of his secretaries call me from the Elijah List. He said, David, you and Ray Hughes are one of the biggest downloads we've ever had of people buying your product. And of course, we don't get any money for that, but that's okay. It got you here, and that's enough, okay? You heard about us. You heard the message. Millions worldwide are getting that message. And we don't have to pay for it. And they sell the downloads. That's fine. I don't have a problem. And if it wouldn't have been for Ray Hughes, I never would have met Elijah List. So in August, he said, we're going to introduce a magazine called Elijah Rain. We'd like you to write an article. She's had 2,500 words. Well, you've listened to me for a little while. I can't cut it down to 2,500 words. I really tried. I threw pages away. Then I'd read it, and I'd throw pages away. Then I'd rewrite it, and I said, now wait a minute, David. God's got something burning inside of you. You start at A, and you go to Z. And if that's more than 2,500 words, they can throw it away. But you're not going to dumb it down. Aren't you glad that I don't dumb this stuff down? If I have to stretch you, if I have to stretch you, I'll scare it into you. I got the authority of the Lamb of God right there. There's the Lamb. I got the authority of the eagle. I got the authority of the lion of Judah. And God is talking on the other side. And if I get with it, we just might learn something. But you all are going to have to learn a whole lot faster than this if I'm ever going to get done, okay? First quantum leap, right after the vision from the author. The vision said there's not three people in here only that can teach this. You have friends. You need to have discussion with them that's not church. I'm not mad at the church. I just wish the church would start throwing its authority loose. Acting like they know something that can change the lives of the youth. Rock and roll shows up with a new sound or a new band. And it sweeps the generation. And your music will too, in Jesus' name. That guitar is awesome. Go there. See, these guys take us someplace. I want you to take your neighbors, your friends, your family, your associates. Right now, if I asked you to take a pen and pencil, and of all the people that you know, you could write 5, 6, or 7 names that would love to hear about this. You don't have to come off as the authority. Quote me. I'm authority. I got a little trailer parked out there in that girl's backyard. And I got boxes of my library. that I take around with me. When I don't tow the trailer, I take a couple of briefcases anyhow. I don't have them in the room tonight. They could be here tomorrow if I needed them. As a matter of fact, I'll just bring them in for the fun of it, okay? Let you all thumb through some of it. That'd be fun for you. You might like to do that. Because what I say, I'm prepared to prove from the best scientific evidence there is. Problem we have with that scientific evidence, they change their mind way too often. The Bible doesn't do that. The Bible was tachyonic, came through the tachyon veil. Something happened before the cause. An effect showed up that John saw through a Patmos portal. The problem we have with it is we don't know enough yet about time, or I'm repeating myself, space and matter to really make sense that the book of Revelation isn't only about the end times. You got that wrong impression. You might have learned it from my son. Not that he teaches wrong, but he teaches God's prophecy, God's news behind the news. That's my son. I call him a copy. This is the original. He says he's the improved version because he's got mama's genes. And I know them both. And he's right. Book of Revelation isn't about end time stuff. It's all about Jesus Christ. It says this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. If you went through it, marked it in red, how it reveals Jesus Christ, first thing you'd mark was about time. John gets this vision, the Patmos window opens up, he goes into elsewhere. Now you know what that word means, don't you? That means you get to leave time and stuff, space and matter, and become who you really are. Your body's blinking in 20,000 times a nanosecond. This isn't your home. This isn't what you're made for. You're in control of this place. You can lead this. It's a mess. Because somebody hasn't been leading. We've been arguing all the wrong arguments. Arguing with flesh and blood. Paul told us not to do that. He said, you don't argue with flesh and blood. You take your case and use the name of Jesus in principalities and powers and high places. A little red dot's going 25,000 miles into somebody's domain. And I'm shouting up, Satan, Ark City dismisses you. You try that over your job. You take that quantum leap over your property. We did it last night over yours. Lasers firing up out there. I was actually working on a laser till 2 a.m. Can you imagine how weird I have to be? Are you still having fun? This vision is you're supposed to get five people. If you find seven people, I'll give you two books free. Really? Yeah, we'll give you two books. And whether you buy the books or not, if you teach it, let me know when you have your first or your second or your third meeting. I'll call in. And I'll bless them. Oh, I love to bless stuff. You should have figured that out. I just love to get a hold of somebody who wants a blessing, and it becomes more than a blessing. It becomes a data dump. Because I read their mail. Don't go there, David. I pop a quiff is what I do. I have people who call me pop a quiff. Well, that beats what they used to call Becky when I was building mini mugs and synthesizers for rock and roll. I was known all over the South, and in our hometown, there was a big stadium and big municipal auditorium. And the rock group would be there, and I was so well known by all the kids as these major groups came through, and Becky'd walk into the room. You got to remember that Becky hasn't always been this quiet little lady that you see. This little modest grandma that you're looking at. She used to walk into the room and they used to say, Mama Vaco. When she walked in, Vaco was our company, V-A-K-O for Vancouver. Okay, very good. We don't need to take a break. No secrets here. Oh, that's okay. Would you like to stand and take a break? Go ahead, stand up. Take it off. Just shake it off. Just stand up. But I want to call in. I want to talk to your people. I want to pray with them. I want to have a data dump with them. The first key, when you're comfortable, you may sit down. You won't disturb me. Ask you not too many of you to walk out because you're going to miss the good stuff. Okay? There is a non-physical reality that you have to come to admit. If you don't know that there's a non-physical reality, you won't walk in health. Let me say that again. Some of you didn't get it. Very few of you got it, as a matter of fact. I do need your attention back up here. If you don't understand the non-physical reality. Now, we all know we got a job, got a house, got a husband, you got a wife, you got a family. It's physical stuff. But beyond the physical stuff, that we're immersed in a spiritual realm. As a matter of fact, it's the spiritual realm that causes the physical realm to be. Where do you think Jesus is getting the energy to cause you, to create you 20,000 times a nanosecond? Oh, that's an interesting question. Where did you go when you left and how did you get back here? Well, the voice of Jesus. Yes, but there's some quantum physics behind that. Where is the energy? Well, He is all energy. He's the Son of God. That ought to tell you, if you're His bride, that you're not left out of this thing. What you see and you say you have authority over, like He does. Now, He is all things. He causes you to be. God chose you to become His Son's bride. Gives you the authority. And when you understand your responsibility, I put it that way, deliberately, you have to do something about the spiritual realm. Because it's the spiritual realm that's causing your disease. Oh, the doctors don't like to hear that. Because they think their pills are the answer to everything. And their knives and their scalpels and their operating rooms and their machinery is all there is. Well, it ain't so. They told me I was going to die, and I did. I shut off 12 times. Then they said to me, we're going to fix the plumbing side with 2 stents. They did. They're going to fix the frequency side or the electrical side with a pacemaker, and they did. And then with the same authority, they said, you got 15 months on that battery. And I go up to Ray Hughes. You've heard the story. And Ray has 300 of y'all pray for me. And a little guy gets down behind me in Somerset, Kentucky. This is real history, folks. This isn't theory. This is my story. This is my history. My wife was there. Some of you know Ray. You've heard Ray tell his opinion of this story. And that little guy starts beating me in the back. And Ray is up at the pulpit saying, heal him. Heal him. In Jesus' name. And I mean, there was a pretty good commotion going on. 300 worship leaders gathered around this guy. And they thought I was important enough that I didn't need to be shutting off again. Because my blood pressure would go to 0. I couldn't shut off because they'd fix that heart with a pacemaker. See, it's a frequency problem. Ooh, you didn't get it. It was a frequency problem. They fixed it. I couldn't shut off. But I'd get so weak, no blood pressure, I couldn't stand. I couldn't function. The little guy beat me in the back and he said, don't heal him. Give him a new heart. Give him a new heart. I hear this little skinny rascal guy behind me beating me in the back. I thought, that's pretty good. I don't want a healing. I want a new heart. My God's blinking me in 20,000 times a nanosecond. Which one is He going to choose? Make me to the original design. Or like my son, an improved version. So a month goes by, and I hadn't had any more weak spells. Feeling full of energy. Woo, can drive straight home. From wherever I'm at. Okay? Wearing poor Becky out. I mean, this was, you know, a difficult time for her. Because she's still living with this thing, he's going to pass out or he's going to get sick. But she knew God had done something. And she knew my assignment wasn't done. I hadn't been to Ark City yet. I hadn't fired that laser last night. I hadn't talked to those rocks in her backyard. And they heard me. And I could hear them. You ever done that? Try it. Have fun. Listen carefully. You say, oh, David, it's my imagination doing all this work. Turn the noise off. Turn you off. Let the Holy Spirit rise strong within you. I told somebody last night that their noise isn't sin. You fix the sin problem in your life. The noise will be your creativity. It'll be your gift running overtime. So you got to get your gift under control. Turn it off. Turn the gift off. Let the Holy Spirit rise strong within you. And you'll hear yes and no. You'll hear all the details. You'll know what the assignment is. You'll know the geography of the assignment. You'll know the history of the assignment. You'll know the future of the assignment. Because He knows all things. So a month goes by. I'm feeling great. I'm supposed to call in on the first week of the month. Put those bands on me and hook that thing up to my chest and put my telephone in that box. Some of you have done it. Anybody in here ever had to do that? Anybody got a pacemaker? Got a pacemaker down here. Mother has one. If it was a Medtronic pacemaker, we found out the guy's a spirit-filled Christian. He takes a laser and he draws images inside the pacemaker like, thy word have I hid in my heart. Ooh. That's Medtronic. Another free commercial, okay? First of the month comes, I don't call in. I knew I had 15 months that they said. Second month, third month, fourth month, 15th month. Feeling terrific. I wasn't going to pay $250, $400 what it was. To have a doctor tell me I felt good, I could look in the mirror and save my money. I wasn't running out of energy. Live in a three-story museum. You didn't get it. I got a three-story museum. Becky has 6 square feet in the bedroom. So the 20th month comes up. I'm called in. 21st month. I knew I wasn't using the battery. I go to 36 months and a pastor convinces me to call in and they thought I had died. They marked me deceased in the computer. Well, if you were sick and they thought that the only way you were going to get have life is get their battery for whatever, you know, $2,000-$3,000 for a battery. So I go in. The doctor said, he'll pay for it. So we got him to take $250 instead of $400. And she checks me out, can't find anything wrong with my heart. Nothing wrong with my heart. Can't find anything wrong. I had been drawn 25%. 95% on the top chamber, 50% on the bottom chamber, and she's got big eyes and amazed. She said, it sure is a good thing you've been taking all that medicine. I said, I flushed that the same day I got healed. I'm talking to somebody. Have you ever read the side effects that's on those bottles of prescriptions? And then you change doctors, or you forget what this pill was for. Come on. Chemicals for a frequency problem?